This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. I'm Jennifer Horn. Jay Kirshner is here. Phil McGeehan holding down the fort at our uplink site in Washington, D.C. Dougie is in and out this hour because, well, he has had a little repercussion, I guess we would say, from his COVID-19 vaccine. He got his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine and been feeling a little punky and under the weather, I think. But you know what, to be fair, ladies, because, you know, there's a lot of vaccine hate on and off out there.
What? Vaccine?
Yeah, I would say that you had a little stomach trouble before you went in for the vaccine. So you've probably got a double storm going on.
Well, I think that it's all gone now. I feel fine, actually. I didn't feel well a couple of times.
Well, then where have you
been? I've been kind of shaking it off, if you will. It is, it's an experience. There's no question about it. And I think that some people, I am envious to a point of the people who say that they've had both shots and it hasn't affected them at all. And then I think I'm gratified because Dr. Ken says that if you don't have any reaction, it's not a good sign for your immune system. So, I don't know, I kind of tend to believe him when it comes to the shots and the vaccines. He's pretty much on top of it. And most of the information that we have had about the virus itself, he's been on top of that, too. So if you're interested in staying on top, being number one when it comes to the virus, check out Dr. Ken's part. Both he and Dr. Jack have different points of view on most medical things. Check it out every week on Good Day. Now we call it the DJV Health, and the podcast is djvhealth.com. Anyway, the result is that after having the shot early yesterday afternoon, I had a normal afternoon working and spent the afternoon, most of it, in the auspices of the farm. By 7 o'clock last night, I was wiped out, and it was all kinds of a wipey out, too. You know, it was head, it was body, so I just went to bed. And woke up a couple of times during the night and then didn't feel so hot when I got up in time for the program this morning. But now I feel pretty much normal. Lots of liquids, though. Ken says when you have your shot, and there were hundreds of people in this facility getting their second shot yesterday, hundreds and hundreds of people. And somebody came up with an interesting thing on the card. Apparently Staples, I don't know if you ladies have heard this or not, Staples is laminating the cards because apparently there's going to be no other record that you can have with you. And as I talked to my friend Uri Geller in Israel yesterday, and he's on me, and I am going to go over there at some point this year, you got to have a card. You got to have proof with you that you have had the shot or you can't get in. And that's going to be the case with most countries in Europe, and pretty much most countries. I think it's the case coming here, as a matter of fact. I don't like it because I don't want somebody to ask me for my papers, but I think that's the practical reality. So I guess the question is, are we just giving in more and more and more and more to the dark side of what's going on our planet from those people who are responsible for all of this? Are we just getting weaker and weaker and weaker? I think some of that, when it comes to the border situation, and maybe both of you have talked a little about this, the border situation is so out of control, almost more than it ever has been. It was bad before, but there's so much chaos. You know, one of the things that you can give Trump credit for, I think anyway, is handling the situation in a way that made the most sense. It may have been crude, and it may have been rude in some people's minds, and we're supposed to be the light of the world, and we're supposed to help everybody. But my measurement is twofold. One, we can't handle all of the people that are trying to get in here. Maybe threefold. Two, we should be somehow or other interfering or inveigling ourselves into the countries where these people want to get out so much that they come here and risk their lives and lots of money. And three, when it gets right down to it, I resent the hell out of the fact that we're spending all of this money to help these people who aren't even citizens, who really don't belong here, and men and women who've been in the service to our country are getting screwed every day, thousands, tens of thousands of them go for service, need help, and they get nothing because there isn't anything in the budget. Whatever it is, it's outrageous. So,
I think just to be fair to every administration, at least in our recent history, Obama got tested, Trump got tested, Biden got tested. So that's going to happen, and we know that. People who are not within government who just follow the news know that there is going to be a test, and I think it was just either inept or intentional. I don't think there's an in-between.
No, it's not intentional.
I think unraveling the Trump policies is absolutely intentional, the ones that were working. So either
I don't think they knew what they were getting into or what was going to happen. I just don't think they figured it out.
There were a lot of people who were saying that, you know, the Trump administration was putting people in concentration camps and that we're putting
that's
kids in cages.
Nonsense.
Now kids are being stacked in cages.
It looks worse now.
Yeah. It looks worse now. There are more kids in custody than were there under Trump, and they're being stacked up in cages. They're being stacked up in plexiglass-looking aquariums, right. And they're given tinfoil blankets. And where is everybody? Where are people who are shouting out? I think it's embarrassing when the president of Mexico said yesterday that President Biden is the migrants' president and that he screwed everything up. I mean, how embarrassing for Mexico to come to the table and say that. So.
All right, let's spend a little time talking about the this gun safety issue. We're trying to find some senators I see trying to find some common ground after the shooting in Boulder. Actually, there have been a couple of them. Well, there have been a number of them. Some of them haven't gotten as much attention because of COVID. But what this guy, his name is, he's an American, but he changed his name? Or is this, what is the, Ahmed?
He's Syrian-born. He lived in America. He was apparently trying to go back to Syria this summer, but because of COVID, he was not able to make the trip. And he was known to the FBI because of an investigation.
So how come he's got guns?
Well, that's a great question.
And the thing is that when people talk about gun control, Boulder, Colorado has more strict gun control than is being presented at a federal level right now by Congress. They have background checks. They had a ban on AR-15s. They have all kinds of things that you have to go through, cooling off periods, all of this stuff. Because remember, Colorado has had a lot of gun violence in it. So their response was to tighten their gun laws. And that has not worked. All it's done is prevented good legal people from getting guns. And we were talking about this earlier. Had there been a good guy with the gun in the store quicker than
there was
that
some
first
television
police
reporter
officer.
Had a crew there. He runs into the store. Did you see that video? The video?
Sure did. It was disgusting. There's bodies outside. I mean, it was terrible.
What a dope. And Jesus, there's got to be some kind of restraint or control on that. Meanwhile, Harris's niece tweeted something about the Colorado shooter that isn't going over particularly well. What did this? I don't know. Who is this woman?
She said the greatest threat to our country is white men, and because she assumed that this was a white man, and you know that's the narrative is that. And we're talking about this. I just thought it was disgusting yesterday. It was happening on both sides of the aisle. First in the day, you had everybody saying white racist men. They're going in and shooting up stores. Here we go again. And then you had as soon as it was revealed that this guy was a subscriber of Islam, that he was a Middle Eastern. That he hated President Trump. He posted that on Twitter, on Facebook. Then all of a sudden,
it's about gun violence.
Well, okay, the one thing we haven't mentioned here, though, is that he's believed to be schizophrenic. That's something we have left out of this conversation.
Go back to why. How do you get the
guns? Mental illness is the biggest part of all of this.
Exactly.
So what's in these bills? The senators that are trying to, the House has passed some legislation to establish some kind of background check. But it doesn't seem to have enough votes. Here we go again with the Republicans.
Good. There shouldn't be. There should be. This should
Jennifer.
Not be the
case. All right, so
let me finish my sentence. This is not about guns. This is about the person pulling the trigger. I've just told you that Colorado has very restrictive gun laws, just like California does. California leads the nation in mass shootings. Colorado has had another mass shooting. It is not the guns. It is the people who pull the trigger. And whether they're saying that they're doing it because they're sex addicts or they're racist or they're Islamic, we need to figure out what, because there are people existing that have all of those things going on that don't pick up a gun and start shooting. The FBI
knew about
this.
To your point, though, shouldn't that expand the background check because of everything you just listed?
The background check already existed, and this guy passed. This is the most extensive background check this time in the country.
Right. Well,
under
the
what
FBI
circumstances
knew about him.
This guy?
So it's a failure of the system.
Yeah,
the FBI has been going after my friends who were at the Trump rally in January, who never set foot into the Capitol, who were not insurrectionists, and they've had their homes raided and their lives turned upside down by the FBI. The FBI knew about this guy, yet he walked into a King Soopers with a gun and killed people who will never be brought back again. So it's a broken system.
Who tell us about the shooting outside that auto zone near? Isn't Hesperia fairly near L.A. County?
Hesperia is just in the Inland Empire, and
so another,
it was another deputy involved shooting, and you know it's. The problem in Southern California that we have right now is that, and it's the problem that's going to be happening across the country, there are no punishments being doled out for people who kill one another. The DA in Los Angeles is a disaster. Everybody bristles when you hear that he's George Soros funded, but he is. George Soros spent $2.5 million on his campaign. And this guy has taken away special circumstances. So people who commit murder are getting out of prison in 6 years because they've taken away all of these special circumstances to keep people in jail. And when they get out, they go out and commit another crime. There's a woman whose son, I don't know if you guys heard about this, I'll be quick, but this 20-year-old, this gang thought that he stole their weed, and so they beat the crap out of him. They didn't kill him, so they put him in the car. They beat the crap out of him, again, in the back of the car. He still wouldn't die, so they dumped him off of a cliff in Glendora, California, and he still wasn't dead yet. So then they climbed down and finally finished him off by beating him to death. Jeez. And these people are going to go to jail for 6 years for that. That's it. Now, is that fair? Do you think that mother feels really good about that?
Put them in a cage with some dog, rabid dogs.
Because they won't use special circumstances that they're in gangs because it doesn't make them very progressive. Well, it is, but that's what's happening across the country. So,
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Jay's going to have an update on where we are as far as our trending items. Don't forget, in the next half hour, Jonathan will join us. I talked to him. Everybody knows it's Jonathan. Jonathan Tucker, who's the star of The Debris Show on NBC, will join us in the next half hour. Right now, it's time for us to do a little cleansing, ladies. There it is. Both sides. I'm hitting both sides. I felt I needed the Navage last night and had a little time with that to clean things out. Now, I have the Clear, speaking of Clear, X-L-E-A-R. This is not really a system. I talk about it sometimes as a system. It's just a small plastic bottle. Has an applicator in it that you can use to squeeze the main contents, which is xylitol, natural ingredient found in fruits and vegetables. The doctors have, through a lot of research, found it works fabulously well against bacteria and viral colonies. That's why you want to use it 2 or 3 times a day. Keep yourself safe. Yeah, do you need to get a shot? I've advocated for and against. I guess at this point in time, I think that the more things you do to protect yourself, as long as that's what these things are all doing, and I know that's what Clear is doing, the solution is non-addictive, non-irritative, so you can use it easily with your children as well as all the members of your family. Clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. Go there and sign the petition for the Centers for Disease Control to issue guidance calling on doctors to use nasal sprays to tell them they want to tell Americans that this is what the CDC recommends. So why not have a little help? XLEAR.com is where you see the petition. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen and click on it. All of us here have signed it. Do as we do. Why not? XLEAR.com. Sign that petition, please. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Here's the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug and Victoria and JJ will be front and center with a lot of things that are trending, including the story of a guy who jumped off of a building. Find out what happened to him after this.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 40% back in Staples rewards when you purchase any two ink or toner cartridges.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/27/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
All right, let's get to this guy. I suppose the Darwin Awards are looking into him and what happened to him. Why do people feel like they need to do this stupid stuff? So, Jay, what's the story about this guy?
Adrenaline rush. Yeah, a man fell to his death after his parachute failed to deploy. Now, he was base jumping from a hotel in Panama City. Original reports were that he jumped from the 14th floor. It was later realized that it was actually the 23rd floor, but his parachute did not open in time, or it was faulty, didn't open, but he did not make it.
Splat.
Really flat.
For you.
Well, I'm sorry, but, like, don't jump off a building. I mean, really, like, when you're a little kid and your mom's like, if your friends jumped off a building, would you too? I mean, really? Like,
some people apparently would.
I remember when I was a kid, when Superman was first popular on TV in the mid-50s, there were kids going up onto, they'd get a cape somehow or a sheet.
That's dangerous.
They'd go up on top of a garage, and they would jump off trying to fly. I know kids that broke their legs, broke their arms, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, okay, so Australia is now the latest victim, it looks like, of climate change. And so the flooding that's going on there has brought to the surface. I don't like spiders and snakes. I don't care what it takes. And
yeah.
So.
These are intense rising floodwaters, and unfortunately, I mean, the snakes and the spiders, they've all been struggling to get to higher ground, and
right.
As it's still raining and the floodwaters are rising, the waters are getting closer to homes, which means those little critters are getting closer to homes. Somebody even said if you take a boat over the paddock, they will actually swim and try to get onto your boat, like the snakes will, and the spiders.
Well, thanks.
First of all, I would love to go to Australia, but there are literally a million ways that Australia will kill me. So I just, and now snakes hitching a ride on my
tourist
boat.
You go out into the backcountry, and it's like going to the backcountry in Africa. You better be prepared for everything.
Everything can kill you.
Everything, like, yeah.
Everything.
Right. Yeah. All right, so what are our listeners saying about Mike Tyson now confirming that the Holyfield fight is on?
Well, the other day, Evander Holyfield's camp had said, no, negotiations halted, this deal is dead. And then Mike Tyson came out yesterday and was like, nope, it's back on. The Tyson-Holyfield fight, it's going to happen. And the reason this is such a big deal, this is going to be their first fight since how long, like how many years? The last time they fought was the whole big Tyson biting off Holyfield's ear.
Gross.
So we'll feed that to the spiders and snakes. So there's this lady, the Asian grandmother, that was attacked in San Francisco. They got, what, $900,000 in a GoFundMe?
And yes, they started a GoFundMe account for her medical expenses. Over 30,000 people donated. Over $900,000 were raised. The grandma says, you know, she's a little traumatized, but she's going to be okay, and they're going to donate every single cent to help combat hate and racism and especially American-Asian hate.
Seems to be a lot of that going on. The passing of George Segal. Some people pronounce it Segal, but it was Segal. One of the great actors, I think, of my era. At the age of 87, was he just old? He had bypass surgery.
He passed away from complications from bypass surgery.
Yeah, what a shame. He was
He's currently on the Goldbergs. He was on the 90s.
He kept working.
Amazing.
Yeah, he kept it going for sure. 28 and change past the hour here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More details are emerging about 21-year-old Amit Alyssa, identified as the alleged suspect that killed 10 people, including a police officer, during a mass shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store on Monday. On a Facebook page purportedly that belongs to Alyssa, he wrote messages that criticized President Trump's response to immigration and refugees. He purportedly complained about not having a girlfriend and shared wrestling photos. Speaking to the Denver Post, a former classmate, Dayton Marvel, said Alyssa was kind of scary to be around. The former sheriff of San Francisco, California, released more than 2,400 criminal illegal immigrants back into the community during her tenure, a lawsuit alleges. Former San Francisco Sheriff Vicki Hennessy, who was in office from January 2016 to January 2020, was intentionally shielding the criminals from ICE officers, the watchdog group Judicial Watch alleges. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For the first time in 50 years, NASCAR Cup Series will be on a dirt track Sunday. Driver Eric Almirola was asked on Motor Racing Network about racing on dirt.
From what I've heard from a lot of people, it's, you know, it's not like typical dirt car racing. You don't have the car really hung out sideways, standing in the gas and just slinging mud. You know, the cars drive a lot straighter on the dirt. These big, heavy stock cars do. They're not running super sideways. They're not, you know, you're not driving them like you would a typical dirt car. So I think that's what everybody has really referenced is that, you know, the cars are not way up on the left side and dug in with the right side tires. There's just a lot of differences in the way that the cars, the dirt cars drive and the way that they race versus how, you know, I'm expecting, and from what I hear and what I gather, our cup cars to drive on dirt.
The Food City Dirt Race marks the 121st Cup Race hosted by Bristol Motor Speedway. Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. It should be noted that NASCAR Cup Series event grandstand and premium sales have stopped due to reaching socially distanced capacity. A limited number of tickets are available for the Truck Series event. 14 games today in Major League Baseball as spring training continues. The first games start this afternoon at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in this half hour. Joining us in a few minutes, Jonathan Tucker from the hit NBC show Debris, talking about the latest episode and what's going on there. I noticed we were talking about Mike Tyson in the trending department, and I see Jamie Foxx is going to play him in a series. Is this going to be? Is this not a movie then? This is a. It's what didn't see Jamie Foxx. Played Ray Charles.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though. For that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So it's about Tyson's story. Is that it, basically? Not about his fighting, his...
Well, it's okay, going to be all of it. Yeah, right. I think it's probably going to be a limited series. Maybe it'll be a movie. We don't really know much except that they just announced.
No, it is. It's a limited series.
Is it limited?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that they're shopping it around. I don't know that a streamer has bought it yet.
All right. What's the latest, Victoria, in the trial of Derek Chauvin? Who's been selected? Are they trying to? They're still having a hard time finding people that could actually be objective.
Well, after 326 people were in the initial jury pool, they have finally, after 11 days of questioning, they've got a 15-person jury panel now.
They have 12 jurors plus two alternates. One extra person making up the 15th was chosen just in case one of the seated jurors needs to be excused between now and opening arguments, which will be on March 29th. So if everything goes according to plan and the 12 jurors remain seated, then the alternates will be excused on the 29th. And it's been, as you can imagine, this was a multi-page questionnaire that each juror had to
respect. How do you know they answered it honestly?
How do you ever know? Most people try to get out of jury duty. I'm assuming 320 or 315 of these people probably tried to also get out of this. Right. It's always suspicious when someone really wants to be a juror. So, you know, those people tend to be dismissed as well. But, this has been a lengthy process, and this is not an easy thing because the whole world knows about this case.
Yep, no question about it. Quick reminder about how your nose is protected when you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you wash your face. Please do yourself and your family a favor. Check out the Navage machine. It's easy to handle. It works so wonderfully well. One of our, when you get right down to it, listening to Victoria talk about how great it is, it's fabulous. So help yourself. Available at Navage.com. Up in a matter of moments, our conversation, latest conversation with Jonathan Tucker from Debris. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Back on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with my friend, my colleague, my pal, the star of, I think, though, that you put it to me, you were the principal when we started talking about you being on Debris. To be precise, Jonathan Tucker is an actor who has many credits. He doesn't like, whenever we're talking about things, he doesn't like me bringing up, for whatever the reason, the success of this program. But you must be proud of you and the people that you're working with that have put this together. This is a fabulous success story. And we have, what, four episodes under our belt of Debris?
We have four episodes, but it's not that I'm not proud of the show. It's just when you and I are conversing or meeting new people, I try to just generally have a conversation that's not focused around the entertainment business.
I understand. I know that. It's like me when I do radio, when people meet me and they want to talk about the radio and I want to talk about the farm.
How could they want to talk about the farm, Dudley, when they get to listen to that extraordinary radio voice that you provide?
It depends on what the voice is saying, though. This series, when you've done a lot of television programs, you've done a lot of movies, when you have a new project like this, how do you develop expectation?
for an audience, you're really turning that over to your network, to your studio. They've got tremendous departments that kind of can generate the sort of expectations that you hope to have out there. And you've got the kind of lead-in shows that will help build the initial eyes on, you know, on that first episode or two. But in terms of my expectations as an actor and as a person, you know, those are really kind of set primarily on me and for me. And then you hope to be able to communicate the information that you're inputting into building your own character throughout the rest of the crew and the people that help build out a world and a story, because, you know, we're all communicating with each other. And the more the production designer knows about your character, the better off that world's going to look for you. And the more the props department can see the process that you're putting together as an actor for the character, the more ideas they can come up with. So, you know, I mean, I think it's similar to a lot of other businesses where you've got to do a lot of the work yourself and never really rely on other people. But then you want to be able to be as transparent as possible and allow information to flow freely across multiple departments or disciplines.
Now that you've gotten to know the people that you're working with, both on screen and off screen, is it easier? You're almost done with the first season. You've got this lady, is it Ryan or Ryan? You're a co-star.
Ryan.
Ryan Steele.
She's fabulous.
Okay, so you didn't know her before, and you hadn't worked with her before, and I think you didn't have a whole lot of time to get used to each other. How does it work now that you've been working for months and months and months together? I'm asking you the question because I know your wife. I know you, I know your family, and she sort of a little bit reminds me of your wife. Is that off bounds? She looks a little like, and she seems a little like your, what I know of your wife, Dara.
Well, look, thankfully Ryan is a supremely wonderful human being and a terrific actress. But imagine if she wasn't. Dudley, you're asking me this question, what would you want me to say here, buddy? We all got to work, you know, I mean, no. You know, we all got to work with people that you know, we might not always get along with. Sometimes yeah. We end up with total jerks, and we have to, and, you know, in my profession, I've got to make it look the way in which it's written on the page. So, you know, again, it's great that I can give you an honest response about Ryan, but imagine if I couldn't, then I'd be sitting here having to say something that was politically dynamic.
I know. Well, but I feel like I can ask you, and I don't want to make this too inside, but I enjoy you as much as I do because of who you are.
You can ask me, Dudley. You can ask me anything you want, but, you know, what you don't. Lots of people go into the office and have to work with people they don't like and put on a smile. They don't often have to go into a radio show and be asked about it.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, I have to chuckle right out of the last scene and into before the previews. There's a commercial running that Kevin Bacon is in. I forget what he's promoting, but remembering how you and he were in City on a Hill last year, the show about Boston, and how that kind of all trailed out. That was a show that I think you enjoyed because it was about your native Boston. That ad came up. I just chuckled when I saw it, frankly.
The fun thing about Kevin Bacon, too, is that I got to work with him on Sleepers back in 1995. And you know, he was incredible in that role. One of the only roles he's ever gotten to use a Philadelphia accent. He played this prison guard for the four boys in Sleepers. It was great to be able to come back now 20 some odd years later and, you know, and get to work with him again. And there's new seasons coming out at the end of this month. And, Aldous Hodge is fantastic in it. And, the show's, I'm sure it's great. And I'm very excited for that whole cast knowing what it's like to go through shooting through a pandemic.
Oh my God! Yeah.
I wish them all the very, very best.
Yeah. All right, so let's go back to debris. We're going back and forth here, people getting to know you a little bit better and knowing that you and I are very close, and I'm very proud of you. And watching this show, when I look at you and I'm trying to see you, I see you as Brian. There's something about you and there's something about Brian that seems like a natural fit. Do you feel that?
You hope that there's, you have to find all the places for these characters where there's a natural fit. It's more of you than other times. You know, we all throw a really good pitch, and then we start to kind of expand our repertoire in terms of what we're able to throw and to still get a strike. Sometimes, however, you know, as you're starting to throw those balls to the catcher, if you're really trying to push yourself and move the game forward, you end up throwing some errant balls, and that's okay. You know, life is, the magic is discovered in trying the things that might not work, that could ultimately fail. But there's definitely a lot of Brian, a lot more of myself in this character than, say, you know, the Confederate soldier from Westworld.
The MMA fighter. The MMA fighter, is there, how much of that was you?
Again, that's one of the first questions you ask yourself as an actor, is how much is the character like me and how much is it not like me? There's a lot more that we have in common as people than we often acknowledge, and particularly when we're being so manipulated by politicians and news media, we tend to forget that, you know, we're all Americans, that we're all citizens of the earth, that we're all somebody's son or daughter, and that there's a lot more that we have together to unite us than to separate us.
Yeah. Jonathan Tucker is here from the NBC show Debris. So in talking about some of the episodes, what happened? I was also chuckling last night watching you eat a bad sandwich, or a sandwich that you call it. Is it Finola? Is that how you, her name, the character's name, Ryan's character name is Finola? Is that how you pronounce it?
Correct. Okay. That's right.
So she came at you because you were eating an old sandwich. And I laughed.
Yeah, which I definitely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
which I definitely pre-ordered. You know, I think an important lesson for actors is whenever you're eating food, make sure you're personally involved with the prop department
right.
And what they're putting in, what they're organizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the latest episode is, you know, all of the things that I find about this that are almost startling to me is how you can portray people in these different circumstances of reality, or are they? I mean, that's the thing that really I'm trying to figure out what reality is here, and I guess maybe that's what brings people back to the show, right? How much of this is real?
You hope so. I mean, look, we're trying to take some very grounded parts of our lives and the world, and we're trying to put it into a somewhat sensational context. And that provides a lot of fun for us as actors. I think it's exciting for an audience, but I can assure you that this whole first season is going somewhere that I don't think people expect.
The story of mysterious wreckage falling from the sky and the agents that are investigating all of the fragments that they see. With each passing episode, people, I think, are getting more wrapped up in it. And I'm happy to see that the ratings are as good as they are. And I appreciate your being here. And so we'll talk again, hopefully after the next episode.
Folks can watch on Hulu. They can watch on Peacock. It's streaming. And they can watch all the episodes online.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now it's Chuck time, Movie Moments time on the DJV program. Victoria J. and Chuck here to go through some movie moments, memories, if you will, and what's going on today, and that's coming right up.
As work, school, and shopping has been forced to migrate online in the last year, apps have allowed consumers to pamper themselves with all kinds of treats, such as weekly meal prep deliveries, monthly beauty box surprises, or box set streaming services. According to new research from Umarsis, subscription-based services have created a new trend towards more mindful shopping. Chris Godridge from Umarsis explains.
The use of mobile has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And at Umarsis, we've noticed a new trend towards more thoughtful shopping and the psychological behavior shift which has taken place over the pandemic. We've noticed that consumers are using their phones more positively to add value to their lives. And as a result of that, a desire for more connectedness and loyalty. With businesses better understanding what their customers are longing for, it's critical to put the customer at the center of the engagement strategy. No longer does it matter which device they're on or what time of the day it is. The experience needs to be as personal as possible, seamless, and most importantly, relevant. For more information, go to imarsis.com.
This was a great movie, and I don't mean that tongue-in-cheekishly, as the name of the movie is The Great Escape. You have the airplane in the background. But Chucker, what's your best memory of this movie? Why does it...
I love that film. Well, I, too. Obviously, the Steve McQueen motorcycle jump sequence,
yep,
which was awesome. But also, there was a scene in that movie where Donald Pleasance has his eyesight is going, and he can't go on the escape, and James Gardner tells him that he's going to go with him. And I thought that was a really powerful emotional moment.
I think chemistry demonstrated was the rare chemistry between Garner and McQueen on that film. I thought it was like the two of them had been buddies all of their lives. And that
Go ahead. Yeah. That's an example of a great script, great casting, chemistry, execution, emotion. I must have seen that movie 100 times. Anyway, today, yeah. Steve McQueen, the late Steve McQueen, was born in 1930, so I guess he would have been 91 years of age.
He was 56 of some horrible cancer that they couldn't figure out. It was horrible. Horrible.
And if you look at 1974 when he did The Towering Inferno with Paul Newman, he doesn't enter the film till like almost the 50-minute mark. And as good as Paul Newman was and had a tremendous star presence, when McQueen comes on screen, he literally swallows that film up. And it's just an absolute perfect illustration in star power.
And also, the Garner side of it, he was one of our best. He reminds me of my adopted son, Jonathan Tucker. He can play in anything, movies, TV shows, whatever it is. Yeah. And he was convincing, he was likable, and it seemed so easy for him. Whereas with McQueen, it didn't look like he was working, but he was always kind of tense. The characters he played were always uptight.
Yeah.
Kind of. Do you think that's true?
I agree with that too. In fact, that's sort of the persona he gave off.
I think that was his persona. I think that was his persona, frankly. I think that was
I agree. I just want to touch on the fact that George Segal passed away yesterday at the age of 87, the Goldbergs. You know, he did a disaster film in the 70s called Roller Coaster, which I liked a lot, and I thought that was a dramatic role for him. He was great at comedy, like comedy, but he was also really good at drama, and Roller Coaster was a really good example
of that. He's another one of these guys. Around
like
forever, kept working until he died. Wasn't he married to Barbara Streisand at one time? Do I remember that? Is that my...
He did a movie with her. I don't think they were married. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I don't think so, but
he
did a movie.
Yep.
I got one other story I want to touch
please.
On. Yesterday, it's a big announcement. You're not going to be happy about this. I don't know if you know this. But Disney announced their two big popcorn spring or summer films, Black Widow, which is a big Marvel movie, spinning off the character from the MCU universe with Scarlett Johansson, and Cruella with Emma Stone, are going to go into theaters, but also Disney Premium, same day. So you could watch these two movies at home if you want.
It's about eating your young.
99. It seems like they are literally, along with Warner Brothers, trying to blow up the theater model.
Yeah, but also you have to remember, Disney Plus now has 100 million subscribers, and they're charging $30. So that's a cash grab.
But again, is this an argument where we have too many monopolies, where the studios are crushing...
Yes.
Americana, which is going to crush movie theaters
the same problem we have with China. Greed. Jamie Foxx is going to play Mike Tyson.
I saw that.
Interesting. See how that shakes out. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. 59.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.